And my epiphany moment was at a PFI cooperators meeting. As I'm sitting at a table with Gary Guthrie and Ron Roseman and Tom Franzen's across the way, and, I was a college student when I went to that PFI cooperator meeting. And for somebody who's interested in going back to farm, at the time, I just could not comprehend the level of knowledge that they had about the systems that they were managing. I was in my third year of agronomy, and you start to think you know something about them, and you learn really quickly that that is not the case. And to be at that meeting, at the table with people like that, that are so willing to share the knowledge that they've gained, but also have so much of it to share and so humble about it, and look at their farms in such different perspectives, was really eye-opening for me, and really helped influence the perspective that we had on our operation, and just that change in perspective helped us to look at things differently, and that helped us to change the management decisions that we make and the way that we make those decisions.
Well, I too would like to say that this is not a set of questions. But I went to college a long time to learn about agriculture, a lot of different places. And when I started the farm, I was under the impression that judicious use of a few products would be okay. Careful, but it'd be okay. And I went to, I think it might have been the second PFI annual meeting ever. And I sat down next to this skinny lady who turned out to be Sue Jarnikin, the wife of Rick Exner, and she told me how she had such severe food allergies that any residue left on food made her sick. And I was like, home then, that's January, right? I'm in May and I'm getting out the sprayer because I'm going to do something. I thought, golly, Sue wouldn't be able to eat this food if I did this. And so that was my moment. Like, I'm not going to do that anymore.